Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Hello. So we've obviously started talking with Leroy Mark. He's here in studio. That means the weekend is officially here.
Finally.
Yeah, you bring sunshine and the weekend. Hello,
enjoy,
Leroy.
Enjoy. Good evening, everybody.
Ooh, you are so spicy.
Me, Nalo.
Yeah, very spicy.
Me, myself.
So how I know you're spicy mm-hmm. is where you wanted to start.
Okay.
So oh. How many of you watched the roast of Mini Lamini?
So yes.
Hands up. How many people watched? Lots of anticipation there.
Yes, yes. It drops tomorrow. Uh-huh. We are all collectively rubbing our hands together, wanting to find out what's going to happen.
Okay, who's roasting Kanane?
So
Celeste.
Celeste Ntuli is roasting. We have
Dumi Morake
and Jason Goliath. They're the MCs.
Yes.
We have Robert Marawa, which I'd love to see how Uncle Rob becomes.
That is going to be so interesting.
Trevor Gumbi, we expect him because he's quite a spicy fellow. But for me, the one. I was Penny as a roast master. This is more confusing than when we had Nsiki Mazwai roasting.
So I would have probably put Penny as the presenter, Dumi as a roaster.
Yeah. But I think Penny is going to really surprise us with her chops.
I'm sure. Because, I'm sure.
We know her as, you know, quite a, you know, an activist, someone who's very much about.
I think it's going to be spicy.
You know who I'm very surprised about? Mm-hmm. Dalez. I mean, you know.
Akisho.
And of course, the newsman, Shahan Ramkisun, will also be on there. So we're looking forward to that.
Interesting.
Do you think that Mini Lamini is the right person to roast?
To roast.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really? Mm.
If I were her, I would have said no.
I think apart from her divorce, which isn't something special.
I'm not a fan of the roast.
You're not a fan of the roast.
I'm not the fan of the roast. So I'm really the wrong person to ask. I'm not a fan of the roast, but she's absolutely the right person. So if I was a producer of the show, absolutely she's the right person to roast because you see the The thing about roasts, they sting too hard.
I definitely don't have
I wouldn't have the skin for it.
Yeah, I can't take a joke.
I don't have the stomach for it. I don't have
No, I can't take a joke.
She's a perfect person to roast.
I just found that, you know, I don't think she's quite scandalous as we think she would
be. The roasts are not about that.
So it's just a jab at any person you don't like.
The roasts are not about whether you are scandalous or not. A roast is about, but comedy, like, sometimes is like that. It's about hitting you and laughing at what hurts the most.
You see, for me, it's the material. It's how much material can we garner from you? And there's some certain people, especially in our entertainment industry, who allow themselves to be a bit fun, you know, be jokes. Like Stephen Gessi, for instance, would be fantastic to roast because he's involved.
He's great. He's actually great. But he would also be such a sport.
Yeah, and he would be such a sport. So I'd love someone to roast Steve because I think he'd take it with a pinch of salt.
He'd be great because he's also like cheeky. Like
yeah,
that.
And he'd
like,
give as good as he gets.
He's going to give it back. He's
yeah. So for me, I'm like, Mini, okay, she's.
I think it's not going to be nice.
For me, it's Minnie's public divorce. I mean, how many people have divorced? It's nothing special, you know. I mean, it's nothing you want to happen. But apart from that, I don't think there's anything that I don't think of her as someone who would roast as well.
I personally think this roast is going to sting.
This one. Mm. I look forward to it. It's dropping tomorrow afternoon.
I'm nervous.
On behalf of Minnie.
I am nervous. I think there's a fine line. I think there's a fine line, and I think with Minnie in particular, it can get too personal.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to sting, and I think they're going to cross a line.
I think
they're going to cross a line.
I think she might surprise us by how well she takes it. I was surprised at how Kanye Bao couldn't take it last time. I found her to be quite sensitive.
I actually think she's going to take it very well.
I think so too.
I think she's going to be a sport. I think she's going to be great. I think she's going to be the winner.
Yeah.
But I think, as a viewer.
Personal.
It's going to sting
you.
It's going to sting me watching.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel like they've gone too personal, and I'm going to feel like they're being unkind, and I am going to feel like it's unkind.
Look, I just hope the paycheck was worth it because I don't think I have the chops to be able to sit and watch my industry peers call me out.
Definitely going to to make up for it.
Then they should roast me next. I'm available. It drops tomorrow afternoon on Showmax. You go fail individually every random
thing. Would you agree to a roast?
I'll spend 10% on it on therapy and a good bottle of something nice. After that, we're back on the business.
She's definitely a better human than I am.
Yeah, no, she's got the chops.
Yeah, so but also like there's so many people.
I'm also scared because there are actually people who are comedians who, and Tumiro Morake will guara you. She won't just roast you. She'll guara you as if we're in a
I'm not even nervous about the comedians. It's actually, it's the Penny and the Robert that I'm nervous about because it's going to feel like how. Ha, I don't know. Like, you guys are not even comedians. And you're coming at me?
I want to know how Lassie is going to fare. Because he is the youngest of them all. And I think he'd be interesting to me.
He's fun.
It'd be interesting to me how he gets into a roast. Because also, he still needs to play to his audience. And being that vulgar might be a problem.
But there's also something... Cheeky. I don't know. There's something nice about him. Mm. I don't think he's... I don't know. I don't necessarily feel like when he says something to you, you're going to take it too personally.
Yeah, I think he's like played himself as
he's a
softer character.
Nice.
Yeah, nice young man. So please look out for it.
How and, are you going to feel when Robert Marao roasts you? It's going to feel very
but also
feel very serious.
But also the legendariness of that roast, because how many years of broadcasting is he bringing to the table? He's punching way above my weight. So, Uncle Rob.
Hi, Zima. What time is this?
This will be dropping as of midnight this evening. So we're waiting for it for 5 past midnight.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 5 past midnight. Yeah. We're watching challenges.
Yeah. So listen, this is very, very interesting to me. You and I have come to enjoy movies that have strife and challenges around sport. Remember, we had that wonderful one with the lady who was swimming from Bermuda to Florida. This is something similar where we have Zendaya coming out.
How did you feel about her? Let's start right there.
You know, I can't help but always see her as a Transformers girl.
Yes.
But I really enjoy this because it also plays on like that seductress that she has within her. And I think this will grow her. You know,
I thought great role to take.
Yeah.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.